Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
How good does it feel to have games that we can talk about that have been played?
Well, it's better that I'm undefeated.
I'm telling you, right?
It's a lot less stressful, isn't it, Coach?
I should have introduced you that way, the undefeated Coach McDonald.
Don and I have done some of these games together, and when you can do the game and come right down to the end and then go eat some dinner, it's a little bit different than throwing up in the dressing room and not sleeping for 4 days and not speaking to anybody except media, and that's usually not a pleasantry. So yes, it's good to have college football back, and these coaches work so hard, and so many of them are my good friends, and I just die with them every weekend. But I thought last weekend was a great opening day as such for college football. It was a lot of fun.
Having said all of that, do you miss being on the sideline?
Well, sure you do. It's what you've done your whole life, 42 years of playing and coaching, and there's about 95% of it you miss, and then there's 5% that we just talked about that you don't miss. I didn't want to be one of those teams that lost really late at night. I didn't want to be Mark Richt leaving Dallas at 1 o'clock in the morning, getting back to Miami and getting back to his home about 5 and then starting to work on next week. I don't miss that part.
Well, Coach, speaking of missing, Coach in Texas might need you back. What is it with that program? Why have they struggled to get back to prominence?
Don, you played. And it's when you play a sport, momentum and confidence is so important. And when we had it going, our guys knew they were going to win, period. And if you won 10 games a year, it was a disappointing time. And then in the end, we won 8 or 9, and it wasn't enough for us. But the Texas guys have not won more than 7 games for 4 years. The guys on that team have had one winning season. The guys on that team have been to one bowl game. And they have lost so many games in the fourth quarter. And obviously in that sport, you have to finish strong. It's all about the off season. It's all about spring training. It's about being confident. It's about taking the game over in the fourth quarter. And they haven't been able to do that yet. They were sitting there 24-22 the other day going into the fourth quarter and have 3 turnovers. So I think more than anything else, Tom Herman will do a good job. He did a great job at Houston.
Yeah.
He's just going into his second year at Texas. He knows the place. He embraces the place. He had a year for us there. I talked to him a lot. I saw him practice. They are better. They're a better looking team, but they've got to take it to the field. And sometimes that doesn't just happen because you wave a wand and say, okay, we're better, so let's go be better. They're going to have to win some of these games in the fourth quarter so they can start visualizing that and having the confidence to do it on a weekly basis.
You know, Coach, Tennessee going through something similar. And I'm intrigued by what you said, having that championship mindset, knowing you're going to win when you walk out onto the field. And I think people listening can relate to this, whether you're in sales or whatever, and you're trying to close a deal, you know you're going to get that job done. And as a coach, your experience, how do you teach that?
Well, you just have to win. I mean, you as the coach, you have to give your guys things that will help them against their opponent individually, the guy they're playing against, but help your team win. And they have to buy into that. I asked David Thomas, who played for Bill Belichick once. He was a great tight end for us. He won a Super Bowl and a national championship. I said, why does Bill Belichick win so much? And he says, Coach, he convinces us as players that he will give us a game plan and he will give us a scheme that can win the game. And a whole lot of that, these guys are not stupid. You either buy into your coach or you don't. You either love your coach and respect your coach or you don't. You can even respect him and appreciate him if you don't like him, if he gives you the best chance to win, because they all want to win. And that's the biggest thing. When Texas was 4-7 the year before we got there, we walked in, we said immediately we're going to win. I hate it when coaches say, oh, we got bad players and the guy didn't leave us anything.
Yeah, excuses.
Yeah. All you're doing is telling your players you're not good enough.
Yeah.
We walked in and said, seniors, we're not rebuilding. We need to win now. So go for it and do it. And I think that's what has to happen. And then every day at practice, you have drills that you compete, and you compete at the highest level. And when you do that, you put your best against your best and say, you're going to play against a lesser guy on Saturday than this. So if you can compete in this practice against this guy, then Saturday's going to be easy.
Along those lines, is Jeremy Pruitt a guy that have you seen is starting to do that? Obviously, the scoreboard last week is tough for a lot of Vols fans to kind of take. But from what you've just talked about as far as not rebuilding but instilling confidence, is Jeremy Pruitt a guy that is going to be able to do that at Tennessee?
I think it's in question mark whether he'll be able to do it early or not. I don't know Jeremy. I've never met him. Most of the guys I've worked with or been around, and I know he was at Florida State, and he was at Georgia and Alabama. Mm-hmm. But I was around the West Virginia people this spring. They didn't think they would be great on defense, but they knew they would be really good on offense. Mm-hmm. I thought we would see a high-scoring game the other day, and I was surprised that Tennessee couldn't handle all the looks and movement that West Virginia gave them.
Yep.
And they had too much pressure on the quarterback, and there were too many negative plays. So you've got to get rid of that stuff. But even more so, to throw for 429 yards and 5 touchdowns, I was surprised that the Tennessee defense didn't give Will Greer more problems than they did. So it was not a great start. I'm sure they'll come back and fight. I mean, Jeremy was raised in the Nick Saban system, so he knows what to do. But again, there's been a lot of changes at Tennessee through the years. And if you go back and look at it, Tennessee hasn't been consistently good, since Philip Fulmer left. And that's been a long time.
Yep.
So it's a problem. And I think Philip will, I thought he was a great hire because mm-hmm. he brings the continuity back, of the fan base. And they know that whatever didn't work well last week, Philip's been around. He's going to be in those meetings and make sure that things get straightened out, too. But Jeremy will have his time and his chance, but it sure wasn't a good opening day for him.
ESPN college football analyst Mac Brown with us. Coach, as a lifelong coach, how amazed are you by Nick Saban's run at Alabama, looking for his 6th national title in 10 years?
Well, I am amazed. It's number one, it's hard to do. It's hard to do it for that long. And you have to have a tremendous amount of energy, and that's one thing Nick's been able to do. He's been able to go back each year with the same intensity and with the same energy, and keep his program where it should be, and that's very impressive.
Coach, on our way out here, biggest surprise for you week one, and I know you sit in the studio, you watch bits and pieces of all of these games, but what really stood out as the biggest maybe surprise team, surprise performance, player, anything, biggest surprise for you as we wrapped up week one?
Well, Don, I was a little surprised that Notre Dame with their quarterback beat Michigan. That was a little one. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that LSU looked better than Miami, but my big surprise and takeaway was Virginia Tech with a very, very inexperienced and young team going to Tallahassee on a hot, muggy night with rain and totally dominating the Florida State offense. I was taken back by that. I would have lost my house on that one.
No, that Beamer question. Ball is still in effect, huh?
Don't be
still in effect. Well, they blocked the kick. There were 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech forced a block kick and 5 other turnovers. Florida State played great defense the last 3 quarters.
Yep.
But they didn't have a first down through third and maybe early fourth quarter. It couldn't run the ball at all. And it just shows you that Bud Foster did, I thought, the best job of coaching that I saw this weekend. Because he lost everybody. I mean, they're young. They had 4 starts back or something at linebacker and a couple of guys in the secondary and not many guys up front. talking to Virginia Tech, you'd have thought they had no chance to win, and they dominated. So that's what we're talking about with coaching. That's what coaching is all about.
Yep.
Well, you were a great one. Mack Brown, ESPN College Football Analyst. It's an honor to talk with you, Coach. Thanks for the time. We appreciate you.
Thanks, folks. Thanks for having me on. And Don and I've done some games together, like I said, and she's the best. So,
Coach.
When Don becomes an athletics director somewhere, I'll be working for her.
There you go.
Coach, I'm hiring you as my football coach.
There we go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I don't know that he really wants that, though. I don't think he's seen the angry chihuahua, because, like, if you hire him, then you're also going to be the person that fires him.
That is true. That would be the worst job. How could you ever fire Mac? Seriously, everybody loves Mac. It's amazing, real quick, to walk into a coach's meeting when you're working a game with Mack Brown, because he knows everybody. I worked TCU-SMU game with Mack, with Coach Patterson and Coach Morris when he was at SMU. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I mean, the amount of football knowledge you get out of those coaches' meetings when Mack Brown is in there is insane, because they just talk ball.
Certainly appreciate his perspective. Out of everything that happened this weekend, he said best coaching job?
Bud Foster.
Bud Foster.